At its August 21, 2025 public hearing and regular meeting, the Brooklet City Council approved an alcohol license for Little Nicky's Pizzeria, adopted two subdivision-related ordinances, and advanced a new solicitation ordinance aimed at regulating door-to-door sales. The council also reviewed the city's first capital improvement plan, heard extensive departmental updates, and received an exit report from former interim city manager Carter Crawford outlining both progress and pressing challenges facing the city. The public hearing opened with no comments on an alcohol license application submitted by Nicholas Newkirk for Little Nicky's Pizzeria at 17705 Highway 80 East. Though Newkirk was absent, council members said they were supportive and looked forward to the restaurant's opening. A second hearing item, the subdivision amenity ordinance, was reviewed without public discussion. Councilwoman Rebecca Kelly noted it had already been discussed previously. During public participation, Ellen Perkins of the Brooklet Community Development Association confirmed preparations for the annual Brooklet Peanut Festival on September 20. She requested continued use of the traditional downtown site and announced plans for a Saturday morning community cleanup. Mayor Nikki Gwinnett said the city would post details once finalized. Council approved minutes from its July 9-17 and 28 meetings as well as the July financial reports, which new city manager Paul Dial said were in good standing. Former interim city manager Crawford was not present but had recently submitted a written exit report to Brooklet leaders. In the report, he praised the community's unity, strong SPLOST and TSPLOST funding, and intergovernmental partnerships, while warning about unresolved issues with the city's water system, staffing shortages, and deferred maintenance. Crawford noted that defective meters at Southeast Bullock schools alone have cost the city more than $38,000 in lost revenue and urged immediate repairs. He also recommended adding police officers and public works staff, contracting out sanitation, addressing faulty fire hydrants, and preparing shovel-ready projects for grants. He closed his report on a hopeful note, describing Brooklet as a city with a promising future if it continues to manage growth and pursue funding opportunities. New city manager Dial followed, introducing himself and expressing his excitement about working with the community. He said he plans to bring adjustments to the city charter forward soon and invited residents to share ideas directly. City Attorney Ben Perkins gave brief remarks, while City Engineer Wesley Parker provided updates on the city's lift station and water projects. He noted that GDOT had approved permits for the waterline project and said work would soon shift to Depot Street, with business owners to be notified about disruptions. Gwinnett suggested hosting a meeting with affected businesses to discuss traffic and construction concerns. City Clerk Lori Phillips reported that this fall's municipal election will be uncontested, with incumbents Sheila Wentz and Rebecca Kelly requalifying for their seats. Philip Oliver will replace James Harrison, who did not seek re-election. Assistant Clerk Melissa Peavy did not present updates. Brooklet Police Chief Lenny Michelle Rio Leggio shared the July 2025 crime analysis. Police recorded no Part 1 crimes, compared to one in June. Part 2 offenses included 5 vandalism or trespass incidents, 2 thefts, 2 civil complaints, 1 disorderly conduct, and 1 fraud case. Officers responded to 27 service calls, issued 66 citations, and collected $14,114 in fines. During council comments, members discussed upcoming park renovations, with Mayor Pro Tem Keith Roden highlighting the addition of 6 pickleball courts. Gwinnett reiterated his desire to revisit the city charter for possible legislative action. The council then turned to ordinances. Ordinance 2025-029, first reading, regulates door-to-door solicitation by requiring commercial solicitors to obtain permits, limiting hours, and prohibiting solicitation at homes with no soliciting signs. Nonprofits, charities, and political groups are exempt. Ordinance 2025-030, first reading, repeals Ordinance 2025-027, which had proposed pay increases for the mayor and council. Ordinance 2025-026, second reading, adopted, creating a subdivision amenity program that allows lot size and width reductions in exchange for features like playgrounds, pools, and walking trails, with POAs responsible for upkeep. Ordinance 2025-028. Second reading, adopted, requiring property owners' associations in new residential and non-residential developments with shared spaces to ensure long-term maintenance. In discussion items, Council approved the alcohol license for Little Nicky's Pizzeria and unanimously adopted Brooklet's FY 2026-2030 Capital Improvement Plan. The CIP outlines more than $2.5 million in upcoming projects, including water system upgrades and drainage improvements, with funding expected from city revenues, SPLOST, TSPLOST, grants, and DOT programs. A proposed appointment of Phillips as absentee ballot clerk for the November election failed after no motion was made. A motion to purchase a 2024 Dodge Durango police vehicle also died for lack of a second after Kelly objected to the lack of prior discussion. The meeting concluded with a motion to adjourn. Continue reading for a detailed report of all agenda items. A. Call to order and welcome. B. Invocation. C. Pledge of Allegiance. D. Approval of Agenda. E. Public Hearings. 1. Alcohol License Application. Nicholas Newkirk has applied to obtain a combined pouring license, beer and wine, for Little Nicky's Pizzeria, Inc., located at 17705 Highway 80 East, Brooklet, Georgia. Discussion from Mayor and City Council. Public discussion. Newkirk's absence was noted at the start of the hearing, with no public discussion offered on the application. He later apologized during the City Council meeting for not being present. Council members discussed the application briefly and voiced their support, with several commenting that they were eager and ready for the business to open its doors. They highlighted that Little Nicky's will provide a new dining option along Highway 80 and could help draw more visitors into downtown Brooklet. The license covers the sale of both beer and wine to accompany food service, which council members agreed was consistent with expectations for a sit-down restaurant. Point 2. Planning and Zoning Recommendation, Subdivision Amenity Ordinance No. 2025-026. An ordinance amending Article 5 of the Zoning Ordinance of Brooklet, Georgia, Appendix B, Code of Brooklet, to establish a lot size and width reduction program for single-family detached residences in R3 residential subdivisions. Discussion from Mayor and Council. Public Discussion. Council reviewed the recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the proposed subdivision amenity ordinance. The ordinance is designed to encourage developers to include community features such as playgrounds, clubhouses, pools, or walking trails by allowing modest reductions in lot size and width. Councilwoman Kelly clarified that the measure had already been discussed thoroughly in earlier meetings and emphasized that the council was familiar with both the details and intent of the ordinance. No additional public comments were made during the hearing. F. Public Participation, Persons Wishing to Address Council. Ellen Perkins, Brooklet Community Development Association, BCDA, Brooklet Peanut Festival, September 20, 2025. Perkins, serving as one of the committee members for the annual Brooklet Peanut Festival, addressed the council to confirm arrangements for the upcoming event scheduled for Saturday, September 20. She asked if the festival could proceed with its usual deal, meaning use of the traditional downtown site and the same layout as in prior years. Perkins also noted that the BCDA would once again list Brooklet City Hall as an official sponsor of the festival. In addition, Perkins shared that the BCDA is planning a Saturday morning community cleanup ahead of the event. She said she expected to have a firm answer by Friday evening on the specific date and details and would report back promptly. Mayor Gwinnett assured her that once the cleanup date was confirmed, the city would post the information on its website and invite volunteers from the community to participate. The brief exchange highlighted the city's continued partnership with the BCDA in hosting one of Brooklet's largest and most visible annual events, which brings in residents and visitors from across Bullock County and surrounding areas. Council members expressed appreciation for the festival committee's work and emphasized the importance of ensuring the city is clean and welcoming for attendees. G. Approval of Minutes. July 9, 2025 Special Called Meeting, Approved. July 17, 2025 City Council Meeting, Approved. July 28, 2025 Called Meeting, Approved. H. Approval of July Financial Reports. Dial stated that everything was in order with the July financial reports and the motion was then approved. I. Comments by Interim City Manager Carter Crawford. Former Interim City Manager H. Carter Crawford recently submitted an exit report to Brooklet leaders outlining the city's progress, ongoing challenges, and recommendations for the future. Crawford praised Brooklet's strong community spirit, its location for future growth, and the council's unity in adopting a professional council manager form of government. He noted that the city has capable legal and engineering support, reliable intergovernmental partnerships, and steady funding sources from SPLOST and TSPLOST that can help move projects forward. At the same time, the report highlighted several weaknesses that must be addressed. Among them are a shortage of staff to handle services, limited funds for long-term water system expansions, and a lack of training for both employees and elected officials. Crawford also warned that Brooklet has not kept up with needed public works maintenance and repairs, and that traffic pressures and rapid growth are likely to increase the strain on services. One of the most pressing concerns identified was the city's water system. Crawford pointed out that defective meters at Southeast Bullock High and middle schools alone have led to more than $38,000 in lost revenue in recent years, with other leaks and faulty meters across the city compounding the losses. These problems come at a time when Brooklet will depend on strong water revenues to cover debt payments tied to water system expansion. He urged city leaders to prioritize repairs, install new meters promptly, and ensure leaks are fixed in a timely manner. Crawford also emphasized the importance of hiring additional personnel. The police department, he said, needs at least 2 more officers to provide 24/7 coverage, while Public Works requires 4 more employees to properly maintain streets, drainage, and sewer systems. He recommended contracting out garbage collection so that staff can focus on essential infrastructure work. He further warned that the city's failure to repair more than a dozen faulty fire hydrants identified in 2024 exposes Brooklet to potential liability and puts public safety at risk. On finances, Crawford encouraged Brooklet to make better use of the Georgia One Fund to earn higher interest on idle revenue and to prepare shovel-ready projects in advance of grant opportunities. He also suggested seeking new revenue sources and reducing audit findings to strengthen financial stability. Looking to the future, the report called on the city to maintain its strong relationship with Bullock County and other municipalities, while also building stronger ties with state and federal leaders. Crawford advised against purchasing or renovating the deteriorated old school behind City Hall, instead recommending that Brooklet expand its existing City Hall facilities when the time comes. Despite these concerns, Crawford ended his report on a hopeful note. He described Brooklet as a city with a positive future, provided it takes steps to address water system losses, expand staffing, manage growth responsibly, and remain proactive in pursuing grants and funding opportunities. City Manager Paul Dial, attending one of his first regular meetings as Brooklet's new city manager, introduced himself more fully to the council and community. He said he was excited to be in Brooklet and looked forward to getting out into the community to meet residents directly. Dial explained that one of his first priorities will be reviewing the city's charter and bringing it before the council soon, with the goal of making adjustments and introducing new ideas to strengthen Brooklet's government operations. He emphasized that his focus is on making Brooklet the best city it can be, and assured both council and residents that he is open to phone calls, questions, and suggestions. Dial closed his comments by thanking the council for the opportunity to serve and encouraging ongoing communication as the city continues to grow. City Attorney Ben Perkins raised a scheduling concern regarding the start time of the evening's public hearing, noting that some council members and staff had missed the 6:30 p.m. notice and arrived closer to 7 p.m. He suggested that future public hearings be held at 7 p.m., immediately before the regular council session, to avoid confusion and ensure consistent attendance. The council agreed with the recommendation, with members noting they believed the city had followed that practice in the past and that returning to it would help streamline meetings for both officials and the public. City Engineer Wesley Parker gave a brief update starting with the live station project. He reported that electrical work is now complete and that the water project has been approved by GDOT. The next phase will involve work on Depot Street, where sewer crews will begin construction. Parker noted that someone from the city should reach out to nearby business owners in advance, since access to their road will be disrupted during the process. Mayor Gwinnett suggested holding a meeting with the affected businesses to explain the timeline and impacts. He also asked whether the city was still considering making Depot Street a one-way, but Parker said that option is no longer under consideration. Gwinnett recommended that traffic flow should be directed toward the bank if future changes are discussed, and Parker agreed that a dedicated meeting may be needed before any decision is finalized. Parker also mentioned the pending GEMA project but said there has been little recent communication about funding. City Clerk Lori Phillips reported that qualifying for Brooklet's upcoming municipal election closed Thursday at 4:30 p.m. She confirmed that the election will be uncontested, as all incumbents have requalified. Council members Wentz and Kelly will each return to their seats without opposition. Philip Oliver will assume James Harrison's seat, as he did not seek re-election. Assistant Clerk Melissa Peavy did not provide additional updates. Assistant City Clerk Melissa Peavy, Chief of Police Lenny Riolegio, Brooklet Police Department, Monthly Crime Analysis, July 2025. Police Chief Lenny Riolegio presented the department's monthly activity report, noting that overall crime levels remained low and consistent with prior months. Part 1 Crimes. No serious offenses were reported in July. This compared to one property crime incident the previous month, reflecting a stable trend in major criminal activity. Part 2 Crimes. The department logged 25 incidents, including 2 thefts, 1 disorderly conduct case, 1 fraud report, 1 domestic violence case, and 5 vandalism or trespass complaints. Officers also responded to 10 agency assist calls and 6 traffic, public service details. Riolegio emphasized that while none of these offenses were severe, they represent ongoing quality of life and enforcement issues that the department monitors closely. Traffic and enforcement. Officers investigated 3 traffic accidents, up slightly from 2 in June. They issued 66 citations, an increase from 47 the previous month, and collected $14,114 in fines. Calls for service. The department handled 27 calls for service in July, nearly identical to June's 28. Officer-initiated activity saw a sharp increase, rising from 47 to 144, which Riolegio attributed to stepped-up patrols and proactive enforcement. Riolegio told council members the department remains focused on maintaining high visibility in the community and continuing to address traffic safety, property damage complaints, and other recurring concerns. Part 1 Crimes. Category: Current Month, Last Month. Crimes against persons: Assault, Sexual Assault, Homicide, Robbery. 0 Crimes against property: Felony theft, auto theft, burglary. 0 1 Total Part 1 Crimes. 0 1 Part 2 Crimes. Category: Current Month, Last Month. Alarms: Residential, Commercial. 1 1 Animal Complaints. 0 1 Agency Assist: EMS, Bullock CSO, Other Agencies. 10 11 City Ordinance Violations. 0 0 Civil Complaints. 2 0 Crimes against persons: Simple Assault, Battery, Sexual Assault. 0 0 Crimes against property: Theft, Shoplifting. 2 0. Disorderly conduct. 1. 0. Drug, narcotics violations. 0. 0. Domestic violence. 1. 1. Juvenile, unruly, truant, curfew. 0. 2. Miscellaneous, traffic detail, public service. 6. 4. Scam, fraud. 1. 0. Vandalism, trespass, property damage. 5. 5. Total part 2 crimes. 25. Traffic violations, accidents. Category. Current month. Last month. Traffic accidents. 3. 2. Citations issued. 66. 47. Fines collected during current month from citations. $14,114. $17,899. Totals. Category. Current month. Last month. Total calls for service. 27. 28. Total officer initiated calls. 144. 47. Backquote, backquote, backquote. J. Comments by council members. Councilmember Sheila Wentz. Councilmember Brad Anderson. Councilmember James Harrison. Councilmember Rebecca Kelly. Mayor Pro Tem Keith Roden. Roden opened his comments by offering a shout out to Lindsay and the Wayne Street crew, noting their responsiveness and hard work in addressing concerns raised by residents. He said the team had gone above and beyond to restore areas quickly and live up to commitments made in earlier meetings, adding that he and others in the community appreciated their dedication. Roden then shifted to the Brooklet Recreation Park, confirming that renovations have begun. He highlighted that the project will include the addition of 6 new pickleball courts, giving Brooklet and Eastern Bullock County a dedicated space for the fast-growing sport. Roden said he has already been approached by residents eager to see the courts completed, underscoring the community's interest and excitement. Mayor L.W. Nikki Gwinnett said he would like to see work on updating the city's charter begin soon, noting the possibility that it may need to be taken to the legislature. He emphasized starting the process early so there is enough time to prepare for the next legislative session if changes are required. K. Ordinances 1. First reading, Ordinance No. 2025-029, to regulate soliciting and door-to-door sales. Tabled from July 28, 2025, called meeting, STARTS 1840. The City of Brooklet has passed Ordinance 2025-029, creating new rules for solicitation and door-to-door sales. The measure is designed to regulate for-profit solicitors while protecting residents' privacy and safety. Under the ordinance, anyone who wishes to solicit door-to-door for commercial purposes, such as selling goods, services, or subscriptions, must first apply for a permit through the city clerk's office. Permits require a background check, detailed application, and a non-refundable fee of $75 for 6 months. Each solicitor must carry their permit at all times while working, and permits can be suspended or revoked for violations. Nonprofit, charitable, and political groups are exempt from the permit requirement. The ordinance also sets clear restrictions. Soliciting is not allowed at homes that display no soliciting sign, and solicitors must immediately leave if a resident asks them to go. Door-to-door solicitation is limited to the hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fraud, misrepresentation, or dishonest practices are prohibited, and violations can result in penalties under the city code. Brooklet officials said the ordinance helps balance the right to conduct business with residents' right to privacy. It also gives the city a way to track solicitors, ensure accountability, and prevent abuse. 2. First reading, Ordinance No. 2025-030, to repeal Ordinance No. 2025-027, Compensation of the Mayor and City Council. Council opened the first reading of Ordinance No. 2025-030, which proposes repealing Ordinance No. 2025-027. The prior ordinance had addressed compensation for Brooklet's mayor and city council members, but its adoption was met with concerns about timing, clarity, and the process by which it was enacted. During discussion, Perkins explained that repealing the earlier ordinance would effectively reset compensation back to its prior structure, allowing council to revisit the matter more carefully if they wished to make adjustments in the future. He emphasized that the repeal was the cleanest legal way to correct any procedural issues while keeping the record transparent. Several council members agreed, noting that they wanted to avoid any appearance of impropriety or confusion surrounding their pay structure. By placing the repeal into ordinance form, the city ensures the issue is handled formally and remains open for reconsideration at a later date under proper procedures. As this was a first reading, no vote was taken. The item will return at a subsequent meeting for second reading and possible adoption. 3. Approved, second reading and motion to approve, Ordinance No. 2025-026. Subdivision Amenity Ordinance, R3 Lot Size, Width Reduction. The Brooklet City Council has adopted Ordinance 2025-026, creating a lot size and width reduction program for single-family homes in R3 residential subdivisions. The ordinance allows developers to build slightly smaller lots than normally required, but only if they provide certain neighborhood amenities. Under the program, lot sizes can be reduced by up to 30%, no smaller than 7,000 square feet, and lot widths can be reduced by up to 15%, no narrower than 59.5 feet. To qualify for these reductions, developers must include community features such as clubhouses, swimming pools, playgrounds, sports courts, trails, tree plantings, or decorative street lighting. Each amenity offers a specific percentage reduction incentive, and they can be combined up to the maximum allowed. The ordinance also requires developers to create a property owners association to maintain the amenities. If the association fails to keep them in reasonable condition, the city can step in to make repairs and bill the association or homeowners directly. To ensure that amenities are built on schedule, the ordinance ties their construction to housing development milestones. For example, when 25% of homes are occupied, at least 25% of amenities must already be completed. All amenities must be finished before 90% of the homes receive certificates of occupancy. City leaders said the goal of the ordinance is to balance growth with quality of life, making sure new subdivisions offer recreational spaces and green features while still protecting the city's zoning standards. 4. Approved, second reading and motion to approve, Ordinance No. 2025-028. Amendment to subdivision ordinances requiring owners associations for certain residential and non-residential developments. The Brooklet City Council has approved Ordinance 2025-028, which requires the creation of property owners associations, POAs, for certain new residential and non-residential developments. The change amends multiple sections of the city's subdivision ordinance to ensure that shared spaces and amenities are properly maintained over the long term. Under the ordinance, any subdivision with four or more parcels that includes common open space, stormwater facilities, clubhouses, pools, or other shared amenities must establish a property owners association. Membership in the association will be mandatory for all property owners, and the association will be responsible for maintaining shared areas, collecting dues, and enforcing community rules. The governing documents for these associations must spell out regulations on issues such as equal access to shared spaces, upkeep of amenities, stormwater facilities, pets, parking, trash collection, holiday decorations, fences, and architectural standards. Associations are also required to maintain a reserve fund equal to at least 2 months' worth of dues for all units at the time the developer turns over control to homeowners. For residential developments, the POA must be incorporated when the final subdivision plat is recorded. For non-residential developments, such as office parks with shared open space or conservation easements, similar associations must be formed following the same standards. City officials explained that the ordinance helps guarantee that neighborhood infrastructure and amenities remain well kept and financially supported without shifting the long-term burden onto the city and taxpayers. L. Discussion items. 1. Approved. Motion to approve alcohol license application. Nicholas Gregory Newkirk, Little Nicky's Pizzeria, Inc. Council approved the alcohol license application submitted by Newkirk for Little Nicky's Pizzeria, Inc., located at 17705 Highway 80 East. The license grants permission for a combined pouring license for beer and wine in connection with food service, consistent with expectations for a sit-down restaurant. Newkirk's absence at the earlier 6:30 p.m. public hearing was noted, though he had apologized after arriving for the council meeting. He thanked council for its consideration and said he looked forward to opening. Council members discussed the matter briefly and voiced their strong support, emphasizing that they were ready for the business to open. Several noted that Little Nicky's would provide a much-needed dining option in Brooklet and could help draw visitors downtown from the busy Highway 80 corridor. During deliberations, one council member asked to be recused from the vote, citing a property-related conflict of interest connected to the proposed restaurant site. The remaining members voted in favor, and the motion carried. 2. Approved. Motion to approve FY 2026-2030 Capital Improvement Plan, CIP, presented by Wesley Parker, Parker Engineering, and Carter Crawford, H.C. Crawford Consulting. The City of Brooklet has released its Draft Capital Improvement Plan, CIP, for fiscal years 2026 through 2030, laying out a five-year roadmap for major projects, infrastructure upgrades, and equipment purchases. The plan focuses on projects costing more than $20,000 with a useful life of at least 3 years, ensuring that city funds are spent on high-priority needs without overburdening taxpayers. The CIP serves as a tool to implement Brooklet's comprehensive plan by linking long-term goals to physical improvements. It provides a schedule for upcoming projects, estimates costs, identifies funding sources, and allows both council members and residents to evaluate short and long-term needs each year. The plan will be updated annually to reflect changes in priorities, emergencies, or cost fluctuations, as well as new demands from Brooklet's growing population. Funding for CIP projects is expected to come from a mix of city operating funds, SPLOST and TSPLOST revenues, DOTS LMIG program, state and federal grants and loans, and bonds when necessary. The city set guidelines for responsible debt use, noting that debt service should not exceed 15% of total expenditures and that voter approval would be required before issuing general obligation bonds. Among the identified projects, the plan estimates about $2.1 million for water system projects and $420,000 for streets and drainage improvements. Each project is assigned an identification number for easy tracking, showing the department, project year, and sequence. City leaders emphasized that the CIP is not just a budget document but a strategy to manage growth and maintain essential services. By updating it annually, Brooklet can stay flexible while keeping focus on critical investments in water, roads, and public facilities. 3. Denied. Motion to approve appointment of Lori Phillips as absentee ballot clerk for November 4, 2025 municipal election. The council considered a motion to appoint Phillips as absentee ballot clerk for the November 4 municipal election. However, no member made a motion to move the item forward, and it was declared dead without action. Discussion clarified that because all qualifying candidates were unopposed, Brooklet will not hold a municipal election this year. Since no election is required, the appointment of an absentee ballot clerk became unnecessary. Officials agreed the matter did not need to return to the agenda. 4. Denied. Motion to approve purchase of 2024 Dodge Durango truck for Brooklet Police Department from Hayes Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Baldwin -$45,924.95, SPLOST funds. The proposed purchase of a 2024 Dodge Durango patrol vehicle for the Brooklet Police Department was brought forward but failed due to lack of a second. Kelly objected to the way the matter was presented, explaining that the vehicle had already been purchased without prior discussion by council. She stressed that while she recognized the need for a new police vehicle, she could not support a motion after the fact, calling the process wrong and inconsistent with the city's policies. Kelly said she was unsure where the city stood legally on the matter but emphasized her concern about the lack of transparency. It was noted that the purchase had been included in the city's approved budget, meaning funds had already been allocated. Gwinnett, who had been out of town at the time of the purchase, clarified that he was not involved in the decision. Harrison then questioned why a motion was necessary if the car had already been bought, pointing out that the money was available and within budget. The discussion ended with council members agreeing that the issue was not about overspending but about following normal procedures, which they said had not been done in this case. M. Adjournment.